Hey, Oddballs, I got some bad news for you.
It's true.
You're gonna die. So, to cheer you up, I found some very strange stories about death to talk about this month as our oddities. Admiral George Goncalves shocked his loved ones when he showed up very much alive to his own funeral. The 59-year-old Brazilian bricklayer had spent the night drinking with friends at a truck stop and didn't know he was, quote-unquote, dead until his funeral had already begun during the night. He'd been misidentified as the victim of a car crash, and in keeping with Brazilian tradition, the body was buried the next day. People are afraid to look for very long when they identify bodies, police explained regarding the badly disfigured corpse. And he said, my two uncles and I had doubts about the identification, but my aunt and four of Adamir's friends said it was him. The crash victim was later correctly identified and buried by his own family. Thank God. Do you want ghosts? Because this is how we get ghosts. Moving on. When Levon's wife died in 2003, the 55-year-old Vietnamese man was so heartbroken that he took to sleeping on her grave. After a year and a half, he decided to dig a tunnel so he can get closer to her. But that still wasn't close enough, so Van dug up his wife's deceased... God. He dug her up, filled it, oh God, out with a clay to make her look more lifelike. Yeah, like, you know, nothing makes her look better than to fill her with dirt. And put her in his bed so he can sleep beside her. Oh God, can you imagine the smell? 5 years later, she was still there, and both Van and his son hugged her every night before going to sleep. Local authorities found out about the morbid arrangement and told Van to rebury her, citing sanitation laws. Sadly, he agreed. I'm not like normal people, admitted Van. No, you definitely are not. And dude, hate to tell you, but your wife, totally dead in the sack. Moving on again! Till death do us part, James and Lolly Becklin had been happily married for 59 years. On the morning of December 12, 2009, they were sitting together in their Florida nursing home watching television when Lolly, matter-of-fact, told an aide, I'm going to die today. The aide returned to her a short while later and found that Lolly had stopped breathing. Moments later, James, 79, also died of natural causes. They didn't like to go anywhere alone, their daughter said. And even from the great beyond, I think that story's kind of cute. You know, it's probably not as moving as that Up movie. You know, I happen to think the Up movie is very depressing, but also very cute. Anyway, that was your oddities for this month. Guys, I hope you really enjoyed it.